o'clock.
Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Thank you, Bill. Welcome, everyone, to Trinity's lay ministry service this morning. We welcome you. We welcome to our listeners on KSPK tuning into our service on the radio. You can tell Pastor Jason isn't here. He is on a family reunion, or at a family reunion with his wife's family. And so we pray that he's enjoying his time off. He will return. He'll be available again on July 25th, so just a couple of days. So we welcome you to our service. We begin our service with hymn 576, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. Let's sing together.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the day in which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
The name of the Lord is to be praised. From the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is in one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever will be forever. Amen.
Verse reading comes from Psalm 119. The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise when I think on my ways. I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget your law. At midnight I rise to praise you because of your just and righteous decrees. I am a companion of all who fear you, of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes. Please join me in singing 789, Praise and Thanksgiving. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by your patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading comes from Isaiah, the 44th chapter. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me, since I appointed an ancient people. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from an old and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? There is no rock. I know not any. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading comes from Romans 8. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. For now that is seen is not hope. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel reading comes from Matthew 13. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds? He said to them, an enemy has done this. So the servant said to him, then do you want us to go and gather them? But he said, no less. In gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them into bundles to be burned. But gather the wheat into my barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples came in saying, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. He answered, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please join me in the responsory. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house. foundation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Please join me in the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
Please join me in the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our sermon this morning was written by Pastor Jason, and its title is, Let Them All Grow Up Together. There is a story about a young farmer who planted grain in his field. He cared for it and watered it faithfully until it grew to be about 4 inches tall. It looked at that point like a green field of lush grass. Then the young farmer's father told him, "Now shut the water off and don't water it anymore for 3 weeks." The young farmer said to his dad, "That's nuts. It's going to die. Why would I do that?" So the young farmer did his own thing. Then about a month later, in the peak water need for the grain, the young farmer's pump quit and his well collapsed. Now the grain crop was tall by that time and desperately needed regular water, but the young man was unable to supply it. Its roots were shallow and the crop perished. But the older farmer, the dad, while needing the same water for his field, had no concern. When the well was repaired, he watered again. His grain lived and produced a crop. The young farmer suffered the loss of his precious grain. Later, the boy said to his dad, "Why did your crop survive while the well was broken down?" His dad said, "Son, there is a good way to raise grain, and there is a better way. I told you to shut the water off while the grain was young, but you refused. If you had stressed the grain back then, it would have suffered, but it would have been forced to grow roots down and seek the water, establish strong roots, but since you did not, your crop had shallow roots. When the well collapsed, your plants withered, for they had a shallow root system." The moral of the story, of course, is the wise farmer knew that the best way was. The young farmer did not, and it cost him everything. He should have listened. The parable Jesus brings to our ears today is similar and can be summarized quickly. He says, "Let the wheat and the weeds grow up together. Both will be dealt with at the harvest. Lest you damage the wheat trying to uproot the weeds planted by the enemy." This is God's wise way of dealing with evil. And just like in our story, he knows the best way to do it. Thing is, we don't really like this plan at all. We think we know what to do, like the younger grain farmer in the story. Question is, this morning, will we listen to wisdom instead of what makes sense to us? If it was up to us, we'd do it our way and uproot all the weeds that were planted in the field by the enemy, and we'd do it right away, post haste. So it drives us to this question, will we listen to the wisdom of the one who knows? Or will we go at it our own way and suffer the loss? It's good for us to examine our hearts in this way often. When we see the weeds of this world, we want them out of the way. We don't want people teaching our children to question their gender in preschool and kindergarten, or propagating the legalization of murder of the unborn, or mocking God by supporting perverse lifestyles and agendas. No, we want those weeds dealt with by God. We see in his word that it's so wrong. We also don't want greedy politicians or corrupt government. We want it all fixed. We want a world with no trouble, where things are equal and fair and free. What we really want is a field with no weeds. The servants come to the master in the parable and say in Matthew 13, verses 28 to 30, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he said, "No, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn." If we're honest, don't we struggle in the same way? We're just like the servants in this parable, just like the young farmer in our story. Let me do it my way. Lord, let us get rid of them. This happened too with Jesus' own disciples in Luke chapter 9, verses 53 to 55. Here's what the text says. "But the people did not receive Jesus because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, 'Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?' But he turned and rebuked them." Jesus still, even today, isn't received by people, just like back then. Should we attempt to remove them? If we think so, the Lord rebuke you. But those people don't want prayer in schools, sporting events, or public places. They mock you, God, and say that your beautiful creation happened by accident, by evolution. They worship reason and bad science. They're humanists. They worship and serve the creators rather than the creator, who is blessed forever and ever. They're trying to erase you, God, from our country, from our world. Let us do it our way. God, letting this go on doesn't sound much like wisdom to us. What if you could call down fire from heaven on these weeds? I bet if we're honest, there would be already quite a bit of barbecue. Yet his position on this remains a steady no. Shouldn't this answer, this no, pause us in our crusading? It should. It isn't my job or your job to uproot the weeds. If we go and try to do that against the wisdom of our Lord, we'll only end up causing more harm than good. That's what he's telling us this morning. Shouldn't we be wise to the weeds, though? Yes, absolutely. But knowing which part is a wheat and which plant is a weed is one thing. Trying to go against a direct order and clean up the field of this world before its time is quite another. So what should we do? Just tend the crop. Be good stewards of all that he's given us. Yes, even in a world that's mixed in with weeds, continue doing what you do to make sure the word of God continually waters the wheat. And yes, that means that the water will fall on the weeds also. It's amazing to me how instructive this is to us as church. We aren't supposed to do anything but tend the crop, even though it's filled with weeds. Now, it drives any farmer to watch his little grain plants turn brown as they root down, and it feels like a waste to continue to water weeds. But as the scripture says, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. God gifts are given to both wheat and weeds. They both receive the water and sunlight and nutrients they need. Seems unfair to us. And to make matters worse, during the growing season, or the church age as it's often referred to, the weeds think they've got it made. They think they're winning. And honestly, sometimes it seems like they are. But remember the scriptures from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 24 to 25. All flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. So who has the final say? Who is wise? Our God is wise beyond all wisdom of the world. The wise farmer knows what's best. He isn't ignorant of the situation, but in order to bring the wheat to harvest, he has purposefully chosen not to uproot the weeds, even though we want him to. He refuses. May this be clarifying for us this morning. Is there evil in this world? Yes. Bad people? Yes. Unbelievers? Yes. Those who mock God and his son Jesus? Yes. What should we do about that? Nothing. Now, that said, we must protect those who we've been charged with caring for, true. And we have decent and civil ways God has given us to that. Voting, for instance. However, outside of that, we can't get hooked on a personal warpath to fix the fields of this world. This begs the question that so often is asked, if God is real, why isn't he fixing all this? Why doesn't he straighten this mess out? The answer is, he did, and he is. But he's doing it his way and not ours. He sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to die a sinner's death on the cross, that anyone who believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. He is fixing it. He rose from the dead for our forgiveness. He is restoring creation right now. One day we will see it when the Son of Man comes with all his angels at the harvest. Then and only then will the wheat be separated into his barn and the weeds burned with fire. Because only he can do the separating correctly. We can't. May we remember this. Our call is to keep planting, keep watering, let them all grow up together and trust our God that one day it will all be accomplished. And know without a doubt that if you trust in Christ for forgiveness, believe that his cross and resurrection were for you, then you are his true wheat, his precious crop, and he may let those weeds cause us some trouble, but he's doing it because we need a deep root system too, rooted firmly in his grace and forgiveness. It's all to protect you and to bring you safely into his eternal joy. We may not like it, but we trust him. And because of that, we know that he knows the best way to fix it. In Jesus' name, amen. We continue with our response hymn, hymn 921, on what has now been sown. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 809, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Continue our service with the prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the sick and dying, for all those who care for them, for those who travel, and all those in need, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The collect of the day. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit that, ever mindful of your final judgment, we may be stirred up to holiness of living here and dwell with you in perfect joy hereafter. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We read the morning prayer together. I thank you, my Heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Continue with the New Testament canticle. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us. Amen. We thank you for joining us this morning in our service. And we do have a couple of announcements at the end. I said earlier that Pastor Jason is going to be gone through July 25th. But next Sunday, actually next Monday, we're going to be blessed with new carpet in the fellowship area. But to prepare for that, we need to unload the whole fellowship area, the classrooms, and both our secretary's office and Pastor Jason's office. We, our youth group from St. Peter's and Trinity are going to be working on that. But we also ask if anybody else is able to help with that, it would be most appreciated. And I had a thought that if anybody has sturdy boxes, you know, when you move, you always need boxes. So if you have sturdy boxes, bring them with you or drop them off at the church. Any other announcements? Dell.
Ron Simpson asked me to let everybody know there are refreshments. There will be pie and ice cream after the service and fellowship
hall.
And I would like to thank all of our visitors today. I know you came for a very special reason. We had a wedding in St. Peter's yesterday, and it was nice to have Marion home. This is Marion's home church, and her ability to share with us her trip to Europe. So thank you all for attending. We're glad to see the shining faces. You filled up a lot of seats that was left vacant by our membership, who's playing hooky. I apologize for that. We have some really great members. So stay, and we'll get a chance to visit a little bit and maybe get to know you better. Thank you very much.
May God bless your week.
And you've been listening to Pastor Jason Cody, live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
Now back to a better variety of country favorites and today's hits. This is KSPK.